Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
now is our great friend John Roberts.
I was just a skinny lad, never knew no good for bad, but I knew life before I left my nursery. Left alone with Big Fat Daddy, she was such a naughty nanny.
Now everybody sing along with this song, right? You ready? Here we go.
I've been singing with my face, got the water across the land. I see every blue-eyed beauty on the way. Got that beauty in that style, we're kind of smooth after a while. Take me to that sunny land, it's every time. Come on. Oh.
Crazy Nation Radio. Hi, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend. It's over. It's Monday now, so your life is going
back. At MidMobile, we like to do the...
At MidMobile, don't fuck with them. Don't give them none of your money because these asshole advertisers on fucking YouTube. Anyway, besides that, welcome to the show. All right, I'm going to play a couple clips, and we're going to get into that shit, then we'll crank on these phone lines and see what you think, how crazy this world really is fucking going. It's going absolutely batshit. Monkey shit slinging crazy. Oh my God, what is next? Just what the fuck is next? Who knows? Who knows?
Joining me now is our great friend John Roberts, co-anchor of America Reports. John, thank you for doing double time today. Can I just, this is a reporting view, opinion, whatever you got. I just don't understand all this back and forth, the to-ing and fro-ing about hostages and humanitarian assistance. I mean, is Team Biden want to slow this down? Do they want a ceasefire? What exactly is a humanitarian pause? I'm so confused, John, and I have a feeling Prime Minister Netanyahu is confused, which is why he said what he said today, that the U.S. didn't have ceasefires after Pearl Harbor or 9/11. What do you think is going on? How do you interpret all this?
It would appear, Larry, as though the Biden administration does want to slow this down. And I think they want to slow it down because there are still 10 Americans who are being held hostage on top of all of the other Israelis who are being held hostage, potentially people from other countries as well. They're caught, as you know, Larry, between a rock and a hard place here. They've got full support for Israel to go in there and decapitate Hamas. However, they're getting a tremendous amount of pressure from the left flank about the plight of the Palestinian people. Benjamin Netanyahu said it in his press conference earlier today. He said, we have told Palestinians in Gaza, get to the south of the Strip. Mm. There's a safe zone there. We've got aid coming in. You'll be taken care of. But Hamas is not letting people go down to the south. They're telling them to stay where they are. They're using them ostensibly as human shields. And so Israel is now stuck to say, we've got to go in there. We've got to get rid of Hamas in the same way that George Bush went in and got rid of Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda after 9/11 in the same way that Roosevelt responded after the attack on Pearl Harbor. And I think they feel kind of like they're handcuffed a bit here by American policy as Biden really is trying to satisfy two constituencies.
I mean, John, you know, going back in history, the Pearl Harbor thing is interesting. So shortly after Pearl Harbor, we had that famous flight, the Doolittle flight, I believe, if I get this right.
Yeah.
And we bombed Tokyo. Okay. We bombed installations in Tokyo. And unfortunately, while bombing military production installations, civilians were killed. But in a war like this, civilians are killed. This is why it just seems to me, John, I understand the left wing of the Democratic Party, although I don't know why Joe Biden feels beholden to them, but that's separate, or maybe it's related if you have a thought. But I mean, it just seems to me none of this is helping Israel. You know, whether it's a ceasefire or humanitarian pauses or, you know, after all, it's Israel that's dropping leaflets. It's Israel that's telling people to go south. I don't see Hamas dropping leaflets. Do you? I mean, Israel's doing everything it can, but at a certain point, they have to defend their existential right to exist.
Yeah, don't forget, large Muslim contingency of voters in the state of Michigan. Biden won by 150,000 votes in 2020. There's some 250,000 Muslim voters who are saying that they may not vote for Biden again in 2024. That's obviously a consideration for him, though you hate to think that these things boil down to politics.
Mm.
But again, it's this idea, I think, Larry, that he's got these two competing pressure points of pressure, one from Israel saying, you've got to back us up on Hamas, and then the other one of people saying that the poor Palestinian people who are being trapped in Gaza have nowhere to go. Egypt doesn't want to take them. The administration kind of feels beholden to both of those constituencies. And Biden wants to make sure that as few civilians as possible get caught up in this. Now, it's true that back in World War II, I mean, we saw it in Pearl Harbor. We saw it in bombing of Nuremberg, Stalingrad, all of those places. Civilians get caught up in the crossfire. But the nature of war is different these days, Larry. And the world does not tolerate civilian casualties in the way that it did in the great wars. And if it can be avoided, it's to be avoided, which again is why Netanyahu put the blame on Hamas to say, we've told civilians to get out of the northern part of Gaza. It's Hamas that's not letting them do it.
Well, indeed. I mean, I think that's an important factoid. John, the other stuff, I do not understand. All right, you've covered this from inside Israel. Now you're back home. The Bidens still have not directly implicated Iran in the Hamas, I'll call it the Hamas invasion or the Hamas massacre. And I thought, John, that the lobbing of a couple of missiles into Syria, an unmanned munitions depot, was a pretty weak response to the fact that the terrorists they've come after us, what, 15 times, 20 times, more than 20 times. On a reporting basis, why he doesn't mention Iran? It's like Iran hardly exists in the mind of the Biden administration. I don't get that, John.
Yeah, let me make one correction, too. I said Nuremberg. I meant the bombing of Dresden, Germany, during
yes.
World War II.
Yes.
And it is curious that this administration is not laying blame at the foot of Iran to the degree that the administration that you worked in did.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke with your former boss on Friday about this, and I said, what do you think of the Biden administration's response to Iran and its meddling, you know, not just with Hamas and Hezbollah, but also the bombing of Al-Tanf and Al-Assad? And he said that he would be very, very tough on Iran if that happened. And as we saw, the previous administration, when Iran, an Iranian proxy, killed an American contractor, Trump responded by taking out Qassem Soleimani, the head of the Quds Force of the IRGC. But this administration's not doing that. And I kind of think it's twofold. I think that they don't want to risk Iran saying, you know what, we're going to start firing missiles at the Fifth Fleet in Bahrain and bases in Qatar and places like that. They're trying to keep this weird relationship with Iran going, still hoping that maybe they can get them back into a nuclear deal if they could kind of keep a lid on the pot here. But if you don't call out Iran for what it's doing and you say to them, because the only thing they really understand is force, that you are going to suffer and you are going to pay if you keep doing this, keep your nose out of it, then they're just going to continue to meddle.
I think so. There has to be a high cost. I agree, John. Last one. In your reporting in Washington now, is there any hint that Biden would change his national security group, Blinken at the State Department, Sullivan at the National Security Council, various people inside the White House? Is there any hint that he wants a personnel change because this story didn't work out so well for them?
Nothing that I can see. And it's not the first story that hasn't worked out well for them. I mean, it's every story that they crack the book on doesn't work out well for them. I will say, having been in the region while Blinken was there, and we were hoping that we were going to have an exclusive interview with Blinken as he was departing Israel for Amman, Jordan, but that all got changed around with the announcement that Biden was going to arrive. I think Blinken did a pretty good job over there. Now, Sullivan doesn't exactly have a winning track record when it comes to foreign policy, but I think Blinken was doing the right thing to the best of his abilities. But I don't see any moves by Biden to change out the team, not at this point anyway.
No reset. No reset. Everybody keeps talking about a reset. There's no reset. John Roberts, you are the best of the best, as always, folks. Be sure to catch John and his co-anchor, Sandra Smith, on America Reports, weekdays, every day from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox News. Thank you, John, again. Can't help thank you enough. Joining me now.
So, there's one part of the crazy fucking world we live in, you know. It's just telling us that, yeah, Mike, I'll get to you in a minute, man, on that, bro. I'll play that. But anyway, it's, you know, the reality of it is Biden ain't doing shit. He's just letting it play like nothing's going on. Doesn't it seem to be the way it's going? The military's doing their job, their part, but not by him. I don't think it's by him. But anyway, let's add on to the pile of shit that we're into. Here's another fun fact. Just came out 12 hours ago. Y'all like this one, I hope.
Get Febreze Car and get...
That's right, Febreze Car. Don't forget to go get that right away because your car smells like dog shit. So you need some Febreze.
Consistent freshness that lasts for 40 days.
40 days? God, God.
Do you remember when it first started?
I don't
GM is facing a huge EV crisis. Mary Barra just shut down EV production and abandoned most of her electric plans for good. GM's decision to suddenly ditch EVs is sending shockwaves through the industry. The reason? Shockingly, nobody is buying them. Nearly 92,000 EVs are piling up at dealer lots with no customers to buy them. The situation is so bad that GM is even selling EVs at massive losses. CEO Mary Barra just went against EVs and announced that GM will now cut EV production and focus on what the common man loves, affordable combustion engine cars. Why did Mary Barra suddenly shut down EV production? Are they giving up on electric cars completely? And why is Ford also shutting down EV production? Come with me as I uncover the story of what could possibly be the biggest disaster in the car industry to date. In a striking revelation, General Motors announced a delay in their production of all-electric Silverado trucks at the Orion Assembly Plant in Michigan, moving it from its original date to 2025. This shocking shift comes amid a significant slowdown in U.S. EV sales, raising concerns about the EV boom. EVs aren't selling as everyone expected, and these overpriced vehicles are definitely not the answer to the needs of middle-class consumers. Despite favorable government incentives to promote electric vehicles, U.S. EV sales growth rate took a downturn, declining by over 20% in just the first half of this year. Dealerships, once witnessing electric cars flying off the shelves, are now filled with stockpiles of unsold inventory. As per Cox Automotive, over 92,000 EVs are currently standing, a staggering 342% jump from last year, when the figure stood at a mere 21,000. In an official statement, GM explained, General Motors today confirmed its decision to retime the conversion of its Orion assembly plant to EV truck production to late 2025. This is to better manage capital investment while synchronizing with the evolving EV demand. This waning EV demand and the pursuit of profitability isn't unique to GM. other auto behemoths, including Ford and Tesla, are recalibrating their EV strategies to maximize revenue. Tesla, for instance, has slashed prices on several models by thousands, responding to apprehensions over dampening consumer expenditure. Ford, not to be left behind, also initiated price cuts, grappling with a projected loss of $4.5 billion on its EVs for the year. To break it down, Ford loses a whopping $32,000 on every EV sold, with their Ford Model E division already in the red by about $1.8 billion as of July. Wait till I tell you about the $103 million fine that GM had to pay due to making vehicles with faulty quality issues. Jim Farley, Ford CEO, opined, "The price consumers are willing to pay has decreased." Echoing a similar sentiment, John Lawler, Ford's Motor CFO, remarked, "The curve isn't growing as anticipated. The shift to EVs is in progress, but it might be a slower journey than expected." Over the summer, the average selling price for a new EV plummeted by nearly 20% year over year, with purchase incentives surging to almost $4,000. The leadership, spearheaded by CEO Mary Barra, seems to be navigating through a tough time. At the heart of this fiasco lies Barra's seemingly myopic vision for Chevrolet. Her relentless focus on overpriced EVs appears to be less of an evolution and more of a personal gain agenda. While she earned over millions in salary, GM has refused to even pay fair wages to their workers, let alone price their cars right. Things took a grim turn with the allegations of GM peddling faulty trucks and SUVs. This isn't some minor oversight or forgivable blunder. GM was also slapped with a staggering $103 million in fines owing to the deteriorating quality. For 2023, their losses are now cascading around the $1 billion mark. GM was among the first few legacy car makers to transition into EVs. GM also announced recently that it will no longer chase the previously stated goal of producing 400,000 EVs from 2022 through mid-2024. This surprising revelation came just months after GM CEO Mary Barra had strongly reaffirmed the target in July. However, the persistent United Auto Workers strikes played a major role in this decision, having already drained the automaker of a staggering $800 million. With the strike costing the company an additional $200 million per week, GM's projections had to change. GM's altered trajectory does not signify a total abandonment of its electric vision. CFO Paul Jacobson stressed that the company remains focused on reaching the production of 1 million EVs by the end of 2025. In Barra's Q3 letter to shareholders, she articulated the company's strategy. "We are moderating the acceleration of EV production in North America to protect our pricing, adjust to slower near-term growth in demand, and implement engineering efficiency and other improvements to make our vehicles less expensive to produce and more profitable." The challenges just aren't limited to GM's strategy adjustments. Several eagerly awaited EV models, including the Chevy Equinox EV, Chevy Silverado EV RST, and GMC Sierra EV, will face delays, albeit for...
When I told Trump about this, he urged me to get this message out to as many true patriots as I can. Folks, something big is about to happen to this nation. This has nothing to do with wearing silly masks again, or China buying up our farmland left and right, or spy balloons soaring through the air, or even the hundreds of thousands of people pouring into this country. What's about to come is much worse. The mainstream media refuses to talk about this. Folks, I'm a combat veteran, Purple Heart recipient. I put together a documentary. It's completely free to watch, and I urge you to check it out on the next page. I'll explain everything you need to know, but you have to hurry because they keep taking the video down and blocking it. They're trying to hide the truth from you. So watch this broadcast now while there's still time. God bless you and God bless America.
It's called Patriot Story, if y'all want to catch that. Patriot Story.
Albeit for just a few months, according to Barra. Furthermore, to optimize its financial footing, GM chose to redesign and relaunch the Chevy Bolt EV with more cost-effective lithium-ion batteries. This strategic shift means scrapping an ambitious $5 billion spending plan for several new entry-level EVs. GM's Q3 financial results also revealed a concerning 7.3% decline in third quarter net income, dropping to $3.1 billion. Adjusted earnings saw a decline of 17%, leading to $3.6 billion, which includes the detrimental effects of the strikes that began in mid-September. Production losses in Q4 amounted to a significant $600 million, as per Jacobson. Another piece of the puzzle is GM's recent struggles with the production of its Silverado EVs. From its Detroit facility, also dubbed Factory Zero, GM managed to deliver only 18 Silverado EVs in Q3.
This was contrary to plans to escalate production by 2024 at Orion Assembly, where the Bolt EV was produced. Interestingly, this pushback to late 2025 was not due to supply shortages or even the UAW strike. Instead, GM cited evolving EV demands and imperative engineering improvements as primary reasons. Despite the worldwide shift towards EVs, GM recently announced a significant investment in its ICE vehicles, especially in its heavy-duty pickups. This decision offers a comprehensive look into GM's multifaceted strategy that seems to cater to current demands, fund its EV transition, and appease its workforce. Here's exactly what they are doing. GM plans to invest over $1 billion in upgrading two factories in Flint, Michigan, for the manufacturing of new heavy-duty ICE pickup trucks. The substantial expenditure is expected to fortify GM's leading position in the full-size truck business. Even though GM committed to an all-electric fleet by 2035, the company acknowledges the profitability of its ICE vehicles. The heavy-duty pickup saw a sales increase of 38% in 2022, with nearly 288,000 units sold. The revenue from these ICE vehicles will fund GM's conversion to EVs. Analysts and suppliers predict that GM could continue its production of its most profitable combustion trucks and SUVs for another 10 to 12 years. This extended timeline could bring in tens of billions in additional profit, which would bolster the company's resources for its planned complete shift to EVs by 2035. The profitability of GM's ICE vehicles can't be understated. Benchmark auto analyst Michael Ward revealed that last year, GM's average earnings before interest and taxes on its trucks and SUVs.
I'm going to stop that for just a moment. Let me kind of jump into this. When they're saying they're projecting something in 35, right? In 35, it ain't going to happen. This is speculation. You're speculating. You might, maybe you don't fucking know what the fuck your outcome is going to be in the downline of this goddamn deal here. Because it's going to fail badly. I hate to say so. It's going to be a bad fucking deal for auto manufacturers really soon, really quick, because people are not interested in these. For one simple fact, they can't afford them. And there again, you know how they always tell you you shouldn't have a cell phone up to your fucking ear because it could cause brain cancer? How does it feel to sit inside of a motherfucking battery chamber like that? Of that little cell phone to that big car. Think about it. 5 years from now, this motherfucker got cancer because of this. This motherfucker got cancer. Then they come to find out it's because of electric cars. Kind of fucking scary little thought, isn't it? So, but hey, think about it. Think about it, man. All right, we only got a couple more minutes, so let's finish it off and we'll get into talking.
SUVs was $10,678 per vehicle. By these estimates, GM could earn up to $7.5 billion annually in pre-tax profit on its full-size combustion trucks and SUVs. Notably, the Arlington plant producing GM's full-size combustion SUVs is touted as the most profitable auto plant in the world. GM CFO Paul Jacobson highlighted the company's approach, mentioning that while they are strategically transitioning to EVs, they are also leveraging their prominent ICE portfolio. The profitability of vehicles like Chevy Silverado and Cadillac Escalade are unmatched by the company's new EVs, at least for now. The crux of the matter is that the promise of EVs, while golden, may have been miscalculated or at least misjudged in terms of timing and market preparedness. The scenario now emerging from this electric fog is a confused strategy, lost opportunities, and a tainted brand image. And in a world increasingly driven by perceptions and narratives, the ripples of GM's blunders could lead to a long-lasting damage to its reputation. Competitors are likely to seize on this moment, painting GM as a giant that lost its way. If GM continues to misunderstand the market, then the day is not far when we could see Mary Barra leading GM to a complete collapse. So, to Mary Barra and all the other fat cat CEOs out there, listen up. The middle class has had enough. It's time to share the pie before the whole thing crumbles. Because let me tell you, if GM thinks they've got problems now, just wait until their workforce and loyal customers turn against them. That's not just a problem. That's a full-scale disaster. And it's one that could bring down the entire company. Whose side are you on in this battle of middle class versus automotive giants? Let me know in the comments below. I just uploaded a video about groundbreaking news that could hurt the entire EV industry. Do check it out if you want to be truly shocked by what's about to happen with EVs.
How does it shock you? It shouldn't.
Hi, Mark. Bart, Sandy Hook, Promise.
All right, sorry about that. I'm going to check this out real quick. Sorry about that.
Help! I'm gonna.
Of course, gotta go through commercial bullshit. Okay, well, that ain't working out either. There you go, Gun. Anyway, all my phone lines are open. So welcome to the show and welcome to Microwave. Microwave 101 with your electric cars. And a president doesn't really give a shit about what's going on in the real world. Welcome to the show. What's going on, my children?
Well, of course he don't fucking give a fuck. Yeah, he don't give a fuck. None of them
no,
give a fuck.
He's, he don't even know. I don't think he
they
even
don't
knows.
Even know. You know, I, you
more
know, it's like I said in the chat room a while ago, I hope all these auto manufacturers go belly up. Fuck them some bitches.
Mm-hmm.
They know it.
They
know. At the end, they are. And because they know the battery technology is not to where it's supposed to be. They know this. Mm-hmm. They got fucking engineers. I mean, gee whiz, we're engineers and we know that. Okay? And we don't even work for them.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know no. Nope. Well, I said this before. When they came out, they finally came out with the electric school bus, I said, well, fuck, when they have a problem with that motherfucker, like putting their kids through a microwave. Remember when I said that? Yeah. Well, guess what? That's going to do to you. Look, watch you wait and see how many fucking cancer cases come out of this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It's going to get fucking ugly. I mean, ugly. Yeah. They won't be able to get because they'll be being sued so much. Can you imagine a fucking massive counterclaim against these motherfuckers? You know, we got so many different people fucking hitting this motherfucker, you know, at one time. Suing them for wrongful death, illness, you know, all kinds of shit. It's going to come. You got them outpriced so much where most people can't afford to pay their fucking rent. Who the fuck's going to buy them? Nobody. So that's where you're stuck with all. You start pumping these motherfuckers out like fucking candy bars, but you ain't got no motherfuckers eating them.
Well, well, hey.
Yeah.
Here is, I want you to riddle me this, okay?
Okay.
Now, under federal government regulations and laws,
mm-hmm.
you cannot transport ion lithium batteries on air.
Uh-huh.
And they must be listed as hazardous material
mm-hmm.
on land and
yes.
in the sea.
Right.
But yet, it's not a hazardous material if it's in a car.
Right. Exactly.
Riddle me that.
Boy, you get it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. You can't ship nothing with a lithium battery in it. You can't ship it.
Yep.
Nobody will move it, even though you can get shit shipped to you. I mean, you can't. Like, I get fucking batteries sent to me from fucking vape pens and shit, you know, all the time, you know.
Really?
And it's lithium ion.
Well,
I got battery-powered tools, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Drills, that type of shit, right?
Right.
When I was traveling around the state, we have to get on an airplane to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got all these tools and stuff. I could take the tools, but I can't take the batteries that go with the tools.
That a bitch. I know. I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I have.
That's insane.
Ain't that
That's
nuts?
That's insane.
Yeah.
Damn.
You want to talk about the fucking
Well, here's a medical question. They're not really exposed to cancer because unless they're exposed to if they get the lithium on them or the smoke from the fire when they catch on fire. Because remember,
mm-hmm.
it's D.C. It's a battery. So we're D.C. So we're kind of in sync with D.C. It's not A.C. You know, like smart meters.
Mm-hmm.
Smart meters cause cancer. There's no doubt about that because they're A.C. and they're the transmitters, or, you know, the radio transmitters. But, you know, the cars the batteries are DC.
Well, what do you think these electric motherfuckers doing? They're converting over to AC current, too, with inverters and shit. They got them, you know?
Well,
I'm just saying,
I'm just trying to wrap my head around what's on a EV car that needs an inverter. Radios are DC, the heaters are DC, the air conditioners are DC, all motors are DC.
They're going to have cell phone chargers. They're going to have a 110 or 120 volt plug-in for outside shit. They'll have it. It'll be in there.
Yeah,
you're going to have inverters in there to do lower wattage. You know what I mean? You're going to have to invert down from a fucking 12 volt down to a, what, 3.7 for like a fucking cell phone charger, shit like that. You see what I mean? So it's going to be there's going to be different electrical traffic in that fucking car, a lot of it. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying, Gunn. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm not saying it will happen, but I'm not saying it can't happen. The possibilities are good that it can happen. Something will, chemical, they're building this motherfucker out of these batteries or whatever, is going to fuck you up. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. You know, there's no protection in any of this shit. But it's a fad. This shit was never around until after Biden got in, you know? I mean, it was around, you know, the hybrid cars and all that shit like that, but it was never to this, you know, capability like Tesla. I mean, Tesla, he got in right on time, right in the beginning of it. He made his money. He's good. He can drop the price down next month. He's the most richest motherfucker in the world, damn near, ain't he? So it doesn't hurt his fucking feelings. You know what I mean?
No.
So he's unmade his money.
No.
Plus, he's got your cock blocked
in.
He's got your dick blocked in because you got to take your car to his dealers to get work done. Nobody else can fuck with him.
So
that's a win-win situation there, bro.
Back in Obama's first term, second term, first, whatever the hell it was, the whole thing, the whole controversy was all this solar stuff, this Solyndra and things of that nature. And there's problems with the solar thing because you can't really, you can't dispose of them. They're hard to dispose of if they get broken. And they're basically glass, right? Those solar panels are basically glass, you know.
Well, some are mostly all plastic, you know. It just depends who made it.
You're done.
Well,
you know,
Biden has a solution for all this. You know, he's not going to let people drill anymore, or the lands dedicated for drilling, you know, make the permits on there. You know, you have to jump through all these hoops, and it's not worth it for companies to do that. And, of course, that's what he's doing now. And what he's found as a result for that, because he's been shut off and cut off from purchasing the cobalt necessary to make the batteries, well, we have cobalt mines here. We have one or two now open. He plans on having one at least in each state, and manufacturing companies that can put these batteries together. After using the cobalt to make the lithium to put the battery and yada yada, except for they don't have the technology to extend the battery life, and they're going to be still really expensive. But not only that, but having cobalt mines, are you kidding me? The danger and what's coming out of there, the destruction to the environment, because these things are massive. They're massive. They show the two that already exist. And it's like, well, duh, so you're okay, so we already have oil. We're not going to run out of oil. And so you stop that only to go and just destroy big lands, you know, big miles and miles of land for cobalt because they shut you out so you can save face and put out EV vehicles that are just going to be shit. You know, pardon my language, but yeah. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that.
Too sad. Well, it's nice hearing you. Well, great. You sound great.
Thank you.
I hate to do that. Absolutely.
Don't
be a stranger.
There's a couple of big lithium mines that one is, I believe, in North Carolina and one's on the coast of Nevada, on the border of Nevada and, like, Oregon or something, right? And they want to get the lithium from those mines, you know? Or to try to it anyway. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. All-encompassing energy policy. Everything's good. But that if we do that, we have to have, you know, oil and gas and natural gas and all this shit. You know, and it's like he doesn't want to do that. And here's how bad this shit is. Because he's done stuff with the oil, but because he's stopped drilling and all this shit, what's happened? What's happened is when the price of oil was low, who didn't have money? Iran and Russia. They didn't have money. Now that the oil price is high, $95, $100 a barrel, you know, who has money now? We don't have money, but fucking Russia and Iran have money. And what's Russia doing with the money? They're stepping up their invasion of Ukraine. And two, what's Iran doing money with the money? They're funding Hamas and Hezbollah. That's what they're doing. Look it up.
That is true, but, you know, I have some of my friends that have been known to call me a no-good motherfucker to them because I told them some thought of my mind that I got into before when COVID first started, when COVID-19 first started. And I said, this is before Trump was still president, okay? I said, now would be the best time to invest in oil. Huh? Okay. So that's why I am a no good motherfucker to some of my friends. Because, you know, if you invested in fucking oil when Trump was still in office at the end, when COVID first started around the corner, you made fucking bank. Trust me, I've seen it. I've seen it happen. You know, I mean, it's unfucking believable the amount of money you could have made. Unfucking believable. You think the lottery was good? That ain't shit compared to this bad motherfucker. You know, but now it's going to go away. You know, so now it's time to get rid of what you got, take your millions, and run the fuck away. But yes, I said it, and I have friends of mine that have hate. They hate me. They call me up just to tell me they fucking hate me. I mean, they'll call me, hey, Ron, what are you doing? Nothing, man. Hey, man, I hate you. What? I fucking hate you. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you hate me. You want to hate me. You're just a no-good motherfucker, man. I said, well, why am I the no-good motherfucker? Because you didn't listen? But you should have forced me. You know, so, no, well, you know, take, you know, fuck me. Yeah, so, electric vehicles, there's more money in them. There's more money in electric vehicle investments. Ah, really? I don't think so, you know. For a quick minute,
you had to be quick about it,
but it did hit, you know, because it's a fad. To me, it's just a fucking fad. Like the CB radios, eight track tape decks in your car and shit like that, Spark-O-Matic speakers, cassette decks,
yep.
Shit like that. CB radio, all that shit. Mm-hmm. They were just a fad. Just a fucking fad. They went away.
I was going to say, for a quick minute, you got to know when to get in, when to get out.
Yeah, but oil is a guaranteed factor because you know what's coming.
Yep.
You know, when you know what's coming, you know it because you've been through it once with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this is Obama's boy. What do you think's going to happen? It's really going to get fucked up now. So,
man.
I mean,
well,
you know,
Obama,
you're spending $35, $35 a pop, but you take, you know, $3,000-$4,000 ain't much money. And you can turn that into a fucking sweet little chunk of change, you know?
You're right. You got to know when to get in and get out.
It was right there in front of you. My point was the fucking fact was in front of you. That's what I told my friends. You motherfuckers knew this. I explained it to you in full detail, the reality of this investment. You might take a few years, but fuck, it'll be worth it at the end. You know, but people,
nothing has made as much money as Bitcoin, though.
Man, well, Bitcoin's going to be nothing's going to fucking stick out. I think it's going to fail later down the road. They're going to do something to stop it. They're going to. You know they will, Kat. They're going to stop it.
Well, I mean,
you don't understand how Bitcoin works.
Yeah, I do. I understand how it works, but I'm saying they're going to stop it. They are. If they're not making profit off,
why
they don't want
they
to happen.
Stop it?
I don't know. They're them.
That banks are making a lot of money off Bitcoin.
Well, yeah. That's the only way they're surviving.
The CIA is making a ton of money. The whole political apparatus is operating off of Bitcoin.
Is that my cat I'm hearing?
Yes.
Yeah, damn thing scratching at the door. I had to let it in.
Didn't Zelensky buy a bunch of Bitcoin with some of the fucking money that we've been sending to him? I believe.
I think so.
Yes, they bought, and they bought into that company that that guy, this is how the money was funneled back to these politicians in the United States and people in the United States.
Bankman-Fried, whatever, FTX or whatever the hell.
Mike, you got to quit talking over Kat, man. You know how she is, bro.
You know, man.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm warning you.
But y'all
don't be like the rest of my friends. Not listen.
Y'all are missing a really big... Nobody is stirring the pot more than China is. It's
right.
an oil money that is funding
right.
Hezbollah. The
right.
money that is funding Hezbollah comes from China. They've invested heavily in Iran. The Iranians can't run their oil business on their own. They're not that smart. They need other people to come in there and run it. And the Chinese have come in there. They've got these drone manufacturers there. The Chinese
mm-hmm.
are heavy into Iran right now. Where
right.
they got the money for, there's a heavy component of Chinese money that went in and funded this attack on Israel. I mean,
mm-hmm.
think about it. Who benefits from the attack on Israel?
Right, exactly.
The Chinese
yeah,
do.
The Chinese do, right.
And the Chinese
you know?
Have taken over Panama. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now that you don't even hear about on our
oh, yeah,
news.
Absolutely. They don't want you to, I mean, like with Taiwan. You heard a little bit about Taiwan, but you ain't heard shit since. You know what I mean? I mean,
what about the
very
Congo?
Little, if anything. What's that?
What about the Congo and Sudan
the Congo.
And Panama?
Ain't heard a word.
Yeah, right, because there's a lot of unrest there. And
right,
people are
big
escaping
time.
And they're coming here or coming
right.
across the border.
Right.
And there's,
well, that's right. Yeah, remember, we're getting more
stuff.
Than one nationality come across this border. This ain't what people think. Mexicans, you know, not half of the country has escaped over here yet, you know. But it's
do
people piping
what
through
the
there.
Do y'all understand what the Monroe Doctrine is?
Yeah, in that, well, it started out being about the communists or whatever it was, about we were to protect everybody in this hemisphere against, like, communism and things of that nature, right?
Wrong.
Well, against
wrong
any
doctrine.
Kind of colonization.
Wrong doctrine.
Who's that, Boyd?
Yeah.
Okay.
And no, I can't remember. I cannot remember exactly the Monroe Doctrine.
Yeah, I've heard of it myself, but I can't. It can't.
We won't allow any colonization by basically Europe or any other country into the Western Hemisphere. And we've allowed the Chinese to take Panama over.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know,
they're
but
getting ready to have...
Go ahead, Kat. Go ahead, dear.
Panama is in a lot of trouble right now. There's a... In Panama, there's something called the Darien Gap. This is where all the refugees, what they call refugees or illegals, are coming through from all over the world. They come through the Darien Gap through Panama, and they come up through Central America on these buses, these brand-new modern buses. And they make their way to the Mexican border, and they become right across Mexico, right into the United States. And there are several... I forget how many places they come through, but we have the biggest border with Mexico, so most of them come through here, and they're coming from all over the world. And 15% of those people that come across the border are from China. Military age, mostly military age males are coming across the border from every country. So our country, which you've been seeing in Europe over the weekend and in New York and all these Muslims protesting or these pro-Hamas people, you know, Hezbollah and Hamas has camps in Mexico. They have training camps in Mexico. We're in a lot of trouble. It's only a matter of time. We're going to have some real serious stuff happens in the United States.
Yeah, I'm looking at Michael Yon. Michael Yon's Twitter. And
this ain't nothing new. You know, Kat, this ain't nothing. They've been doing this shit for quite some time. This is long planned, orchestrated, engineered bullshit, you know.
And now we got more bullshit surrounding Trump because there's a fucking trial in Colorado now about the election, about Trump claiming the election was fixed, which everybody knows it was. But, you know, another trial against Trump, trying to get him on the whole fucking whatever they call it, insurrection and shit, basically trying to deprive him of freedom of speech for being able to say the election was stolen, right, or fixed, or whatever the hell it was. And that's just started today. The trial just started today up there in Colorado.
But this is a good thing, Mike. See, y'all react to the news. Y'all just react to what you see on television or read, and you don't understand that this trial is actually a good thing, this lawsuit, because it will go to the Supreme Court, and there's no way they can keep Trump. This will finally be settled once and for all. The courts can be used for good.
They can be, but again, I'm looking at the Supreme Court, and I'm looking at John Roberts and what happened when they originally went to the Supreme Court with the election problems, right? What did John Roberts say? The bullshit standing, right? You have no standing in the case, which was bullshit, but that was John Roberts. That was the U.S. Supreme Court that said it. So I'm not all that confident what's going to happen with these cases if they go up to the Supreme Court, as long as John Roberts is the Supreme Court, the justice, the top justice there, you know, the chief justice.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just going to depend. You know, like the one thing, like that judge pushing it gag order bullshit, which is bullshit. You know, that just don't mean dick to me. I don't think the judge has the right to gag order this. I really don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's at jeopardy? Yeah. Who's in jeopardy?
Well,
so there is no, I don't see any reason why that would be applicable to that judge. I mean, that's unethical, you know?
And it's not just the judge in New York. It's fucking Chuck in D.C. that's going to put a partial gag order on him, too.
Well, I understand
that.
But
all this doesn't matter. Y'all don't
understand.
All this does not matter. The judges can do things like this because this is called lawfare. They're just tying up Trump's time and resources with these court cases. They know what they're doing is going to be overturned. But they're eating up his time. They're chipping away. This is
right. Trying to wear him out more
warfare.
Or less. Trying to wear him out. Yeah. I believe that too, Kat. I believe that too. Because the thing is, these judges have rules they have to live by too, and they're violating their own fucking ethics rules and everything else. So something ain't. You know, that's why to me it doesn't jive. So that's why I'm
you're saying
it ain't going to make it.
I think these judges are compromised on some level. I think a lot of judges are.
Yes, yes.
These people have their own political leanings and all, and they use their courts to, you know, promote the type of,
Well, Kat, what's her name? Chutkin has ties to the Chinese through Biden because she worked with Biden's son at a law firm. All right? So... She's
it's
compromised.
Called
I don't
fifth
know
generation
about...
warfare. I mean,
yeah, this,
I don't. I don't sit around here thinking, oh, wow, look at this, look at that connection, look at this connection. This is fifth-generation warfare. I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
They're using the courts and these people. It's, let me tell you, these courts, these officers are the court, the judges, the lawyers, the prosecutors. It's all very incestuous. These people all go to the same parties. They go to the same cocktail parties. They, you know, all are intermingling in their big social circles, and they all want to be part of it. And we're not part of that. If you would take every judge off a case that didn't have some sort of something that compromised them, you probably wouldn't have many judges left. So don't act surprised when you read this stuff. That's what they want to do, is shock you and demoralize you. Did y'all see where they melted down that statue of Robert E. Lee in Virginia?
Yes. We heard about that last night when I was on the air. Gunslinger brought it up. They did it, you know.
The what?
Wow. They melted Robert E. Lee, the statue, the brass statue of him. They melted it down. You know, how far could you go? Huh?
Bronze statue of the bronze.
Yeah, melting like butter. For popcorn.
We had one down there in New Orleans. There was this thing called Lee Circle, which is that it's a roundabout, whatever, but it was named after Robert E. Lee, and it had a statue there. Well, they took it down. They took the statue down, and they renamed the thing something else. I can't remember what it was renamed, but it was renamed something else. But it was named Lee Circle, and it had that statue there. Now they didn't go the extra step of melting down that statue. But the statue still exists, but it's no longer where it was. You know, so yeah, these people they want to rewrite history. As ugly as the Civil War wars was, it's part of American history, and it should always be so. All right? And that includes, Robert E. Lee and the rest of the generals for the Confederacy, you know?
Did they ever take down
Abraham
Martin Luther King statue?
No. What? Who?
Okay.
Why would they take it down?
Who knows? Who knows?
Well, they're taking down statues and putting up statues of George Floyd. Good Lord.
Yeah. There's another one.
Oh, the leftists love criminals. George Floyd.
Well, how about
George
those
Floyd
Texas Rangers? How about those Texas Rangers? Hey, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody called Ben.
What'd they do?
Well, they won the pennant.
They won the pennant, yeah.
And they're up to the
We'll give it to you guys. We'll give it to you guys this 1 year. Cat. But my Astros will be back next year.
Astros.
You hear that, Cat? You hear that shit? They had their ass whipped, and they said they'd come back for revenge.
Yeah. But the cool part was they won in Houston. Poor Astros.
Yeah.
Gunslinger, you ain't got nothing to put into
those
this shit?
Rangers.
You're Texas boy. The what?
Gunslinger,
those Rangers.
We're talking about baseball.
I thought you was talking about the real Texas Rangers.
Not the
pretend Texas Rangers.
What you talking about?
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about?
Oh my God!
And
the real Texas Rangers, and not the. I thought you were talking about the real Texas Rangers, and not the.
You
talk
about Chuck Norris.
Wannabe.
Chuck Norris, right? Chuck Norris, Texas Ranger.
Oh, that was a
boy.
That was a comedy Texas Ranger. I'm talking about the real boys.
Yeah, the real thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit. See that you're not a baseball fan, so.
Well, no. You, if you would have said something about baseball, I would have been on board right away. But you were talking about the Texas Rangers. There was somebody else talking over you. So, you know, you said, did you see what the Rangers did? And I'm thinking, oh, man, maybe the Texas Rangers blew up some illegal aliens, you know, or something like that. That was, would have been really, really cool. But no.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, you can't have nice, man. What are you thinking, boy?
I'm talking about something positive.
Yeah, something joyful. Something nice and pleasant to hear. You know, no bad thing. You know?
Such as the Rangers getting their ass kicked on a diamond, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't hear that.
The Astros got their ass
kicked. We'll see what happens.
I'm not even a Kansas City fan. You believe that shit?
I will be pulling for the Rangers in the World Series because they're the next closest team to me, you know. I never liked the Braves. I never liked the Cubs. It was either
the
Rangers or the Astros. Yeah. So, yeah.
The Rangers are a really good team. When I lived in Dallas, oh, gosh, we used to go see the Rangers. And they played at their old stadium before George Bush got that new one. But they've had another one built since then, but... It was so I love that old stadium they were in. But anyway, they
the problem with the old stadium though is for a long period of time before they won the championship in 2011 or whatever it was, there was a long stretch of time where when they got to the dog days of summer and it was 100 degrees out there, they wilted in the summer heat of Texas, the team, you know. They'd be doing good, and all of a sudden that period of time, the dog days of summer would hit them, and they would wilt, you know. Now
that
they
got the new dog days of summer. We just have dog days all summer long.
Yeah.
They got down to 44 today.
Yeah, we got down. We're at 33.1 right now.
Wow, that's summertime.
Yeah,
boy.
We're 1.5 degrees off from freezing point. And they say tomorrow night we're supposed to be down to 19. What's that?
Ooh. I was asking Gunslinger if it was cold up where he is.
Gunslinger, weather report, bro. Gunslinger, calling Gunslinger. Please pick up the white courtesy bone, Mr. Gunslinger. Mr. Slinger, pick up the white courtesy bone, sir.
The red phone is for the loading and unloading of passengers only. Use the white courtesy phone. Thank you. Thank you, airplane.
There's a free gun in your driveway, Gunslinger.
Oh, shit. Really?
See,
yeah,
there you go. Mention the word fucking gun, he's there, man. We need we need a weather
41
report.
41 and feels like 36.
All right, so right what are you at, Kat? Were you 44, did you say?
I think it's 40 right now.
You're 40, yeah, we're all pretty close.
The
well, I'm 7
is,
below you guys.
We're 62 here in Southern California. Oh, sorry.
What are you? 62?
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
52.
Fuck. Yeah. What the shoot?
That is cool. California, though, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, this is actually
normal for
October.
Depends what part of California
October.
You're in.
Is that Suzette?
Yeah, it is.
That is Suzette.
Yes.
Whoa.
That beautiful voice.
I'm sorry. Hi, sweetie. I haven't heard you in a long time.
Is that Boyd? Is that the last
yes, it is.
Hey. Good to hear from you.
You know what, though? You get the same
You get the same crap from people in Florida too. You tell them you had 40 degrees and they'll say, "Oh, we're over there at 60 degrees or whatever the hell it is there or in Florida," you know.
Mike, didn't you catch Suzette was talking? We don't give a fuck about New York and the place. We don't care about them people. Matter of fact, I think we're getting rid of that state, ain't we? We're going to give it to the Chinese. We don't care about that state.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Suzette. I didn't interrupt your conversation between Boyd. Gun, wait, Mike, shut the fuck up for a minute, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Holy jeez, I love you like a brother, Mikey, but god damn, man, you got to get off that pipe, bro. You got to quit it. I love you, man. Don't do that shit, okay? You'll be all right. You'll be okay. You'll be all right. Just relax. All right?
Yeah, you don't want your brain to fry.
I'm telling you. I mean, the guy's full of information. He's full of fuck, full of shit. And I appreciate it, but man, you got to stop for a minute, bro. Get some oxygen. You're going to go. You're going to be fucking oxygen deprived.
By the way, guys, have you seen that, what's his name, DeSantis wears like high heel platform cowboy boots?
But then again, I think his wife wears that. That's his wife doing that. So don't say nothing like that. That's his wife.
Who are you talking about?
It's got to be his wife because it's his mom. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is.
What are you talking about?
No, I just don't know how you can say that.
Oh, man. His brother, sisters, and
what is wrong with you people tonight, man?
Like 5'7".
Oh, man.
He's not a big guy, DeSantis.
Well.
They're all over the place.
But his wife is even smaller, so she wears a bigger high heel. Because he can't stand up in a bigger high heel.
His wife's got a bigger dick,
too. Is that why he doesn't wear a bigger white fight 5 years?
She wants so bad to be Melania Trump. There's a reason why they call her Walmart.
Well, she will be Melania Trump because of the fact that she will be the first lady, and Melania Trump was the first lady, so she'd be the first lady. So what the heck's the problem with that? I didn't hear nothing.
What the hell is all this aggression about DeSantis? The guy is losing. He's a loser.
Yeah, he's losing.
There's no aggression about DeSantis. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, when people talk over each other, that it's a pain in the ass to listen. And when you interrupt people, it's a real pain in the ass.
What did you say?
Yeah, what's up?
You heard what I said because I wasn't talking over anybody, and nobody was talking over me finally because I was talking.
Is it Boyd?
I think it is. Listen closely. It might be Boyd.
Who is that? Are y'all being rude to me tonight?
No, we're being rude to Boyd and Mike and everybody else. I'm just, you know, you all started.
Was it Boyd telling us off?
Yeah, he was telling us to shut the fuck up. Yeah, quit talking over each other and be fucking nice and all that kind of bullshit. You know, be nice when they got me. What the fuck are you talking about, boy, bro? Don't come unscrewed on me, man. Don't do that. Good one, boy.
Go, Texas Rangers.
Texas Rangers. Yay. Play ball.
If I was any better than what I am right now, I couldn't stand it.
Oh, God. Crazy Nation Radio.
Because Ron ain't smoking the same shit I am.
Really?
He can't even get close.
Ain't that nice.
I got stuff a lot better.
Really? Share it with the group, bro. Fuck.
I don't want to hang around with a bunch of thugs if that's what y'all are doing tonight.
Thugs? No, we're not. We're love children. You know, singing songs like, Are you going to San Francisco? No,
I love
like
that song, man. Don't yeah. fuck it up.
Fuck it up. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fuck it up. I'll take it to New York.
Fuck
it up.
This isn't karaoke Sunday.
Fuck it up. I'll take it.
Yeah, we're not into karaoke night again either. Knock that shit off.
I'll stick T-bone on you if you don't behave.
Oh, shit. How's about some good classic Lawrence Welk?
Yeah.
Ain't you old fuckers in a Lawrence Welk now? Bubbles and shit floating?
Yeah. The Lemon Sisters.
Yeah.
Ron doesn't know that I'm a hero.
You are?
A hero.
Yeah, I saved the world last night.
What'd you do?
He tried to make me sing karaoke last night, and I didn't.
Yes, I did.
So there.
I did. I tried.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You had a show two nights in a row?
Me? I've been past yeah. 8 days straight. Yeah.
But one night said you were going to have a show, and everybody called in, and you weren't there.
I had an emergency. I had to leave. I couldn't do the show.
Well, that's bullshit.
I did. It was.
He had to go pound the skins.
I had to go pound the skins. I did. Somebody got really ill.
What?
I had to go play music. Somebody got sick.
Okay.
They thought they had COVID or some shit. So they asked me if they could hire me to come play this gig. So, yeah, fuck y'all, I'll do it. So money talks. You know, so I show up. And that's
yeah.
what happened.
You rejected us for
Ron.
Ron is kind of
like my buddy up here who runs Ricky's Renamoose.
Renamoose. There you go. That's what it is, you know. You know,
Ricky always comes through. Whenever you need a moose, it'll show up.
Yeah, well, I'm not 100% that good, but... But I was asked one time, do you feel like a rental car or a prostitute? I said, well, actually both, because they run me till I'm done. So.
Okay.
But anyway, I've been trying to make up for that old gig.
Don't talk about us sounding old. That was older and dirt.
What? Well, fuck. No, anyway, last night I said, boy, come on, we'll hear you sing a song I put on Ricky Don't Lose the Number. You know, and he just, you know, I sang it. He wouldn't do it. But,
I was saving the world.
Okay. Well, you that bad at it? You don't think you got any talent to sing? Anybody can sing. Anybody can sing.
The world.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know
what? What's that?
Oh, I was asking. She said, I don't know, and I didn't hear the last part.
Oh,
they were rude and talking over me. I said, I don't know if the world's worth saving. Oh.
If the world's worth saving? Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, if there really was a flood, you know. The next one's supposed to be Fire and Brimstone, and I guess they're going by that playbook. I mean, you know. We need to take a look at all this shit. All these people come to this country right now. We're going to have problems on the streets in this country soon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if there's enough of them here to have their own battalions, you know, there's enough to have, you know,
a small army. How many Hamas members have come across the border? You know,
right? How much shit is actually here? They can get their hands onto it. You see what I mean? That's the other
thing. Remember what I told you last time about the Venezuela gangs in Dallas now.
Right.
Infiltrating
right.
Dallas.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Venezuelan gangs. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm gonna have to carry a couple more magazines. Swear to God.
Well, but they're, you know, the thing is, these different groups are showing up all over the place. You know,
oh, yeah, they're all over the place.
And every time I go to Walmart in Branson, it seems like there's more foreign people, and they're not Spanish. They're not all Spanish people, you know what I mean? And this area, you just don't see people like that very often. I never have, you know what I mean? But it seems to become more and more frequent, you know what I mean?
Well, what do you think we've been dealing with for decades down here?
Well, you had a tool, 100% takeover. You had a full takeover. They just took your shit over. They've run that
invasion. Invasion, Texas.
Yes,
invasion,
Texas has been invaded. Fuck yeah, it has. And they're bitching to Abbott for shipping them fuckers up to New York and shit like that on the buses. And then there was some bitch on there crying about it, saying, you know, that they're fucking these people over. What's that?
You know, that's bullshit, too. That's all part of the plan, to bus them to other states so you don't feel all the pressure. But that doesn't... Let me tell you, I love Greg Abbott. I think he's been a good governor. But even Greg Abbott is part of, he's a member of the World Economic Forum. These governors are all part of this. These people are all compromised. That's what I've been trying to tell y'all.
Right.
Everybody's
right.
Compromised. You can't trust anybody.
And Ron?
Yes, sir.
And Ron?
Mm-hmm.
How many people does a bus carry?
70?
60, 70?
Yeah. 60 or 70. You got to remember, for each bus, you got to remember that for each bus Greg Abbott sends to New York, Biden flies 10 airplanes.
Right.
Cool.
Right. Right.
From Europe. And we pay for it.
Huh?
We pay for it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. They're supposed to be given to these people to track them with, which they don't. They just throw those son of bitches away, you know, when they get them. We're paying for this invasion. You know,
well, white women decided. Feminism told white women back in the 60s, you burn your bra, you become more like a man, you don't have to get married, you can have an abortion, you can be anything you want, you know. So what did white women do? They quit having babies. They just don't, we don't have, and Muslims reproduce 8 to 1. White women reproduce 1.2 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think the world's, the future is going to be? I think it'll be white.
Right.
Well, they used to call it, what, the browning of America or something. And it used to not be the Muslims. It used to be the Mexicans and the Hispanic stuff that would come over here. You know, that
they want the browning of America. Remember what Blowjob Clinton said? We hit on one of his speeches. He says, I can't wait to see a sea of brown out there. Wasn't talking about brown sugar, baby. Okay, brown people. I don't care what it is, Mexicans, Asians, whatever, okay, the brown race, okay? That's what they want to see. That's what they want because they can control them like little children. Okay, they give them all this free shit, handouts, money, place to stay, free medical, free education, roll out the red carpet for these motherfuckers, and of course they're going to vote for them. I mean,
and then they cut it out. Then they'll cut it out too. You know what I mean? That's the other thing that happens.
And eventually they'll cut it out, and as long as they get their vote.
So now
you're
stuck
with these motherfuckers.
We got you. But there again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they use people for collateral any fucking way. They've used all
that's
of us for collateral.
The number one replenishable resource on this planet is human beings.
Yes, ma'am. Human farming. That's what I meant about human farming. That's right.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Why do you think they could call it the Department of Human Resources? Human resources?
Right.
Sources?
Right. Just like the shipping dock, you know.
What does labor... Labor is... Without labor creates wealth.
Right.
Yep.
What I want to know is how these people
walk all the way across Mexico.
They don't.
And then they arrive at the border with brand new clean clothes before they cross the border and cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How does that
walk
happen?
They don't walk across Mexico. They come up through the Darien Gap. They make it to Panama. They come up through the Darien Gap, and there are buses waiting for them. We have camps down there. It's run by the Clinton Foundation and the Red Cross,
yep.
And we send money through the State Department, yep. to USAID. These people are given food, water, all kinds of resources. They're given, they get a rape kit. They get everything they need, clean clothes, medical care, and they're put on buses, and they go through buses through Honduras and everywhere and come up to Mexico, get on other buses, and they come right into America. And we open our arms and let them in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Can you imagine?
Either catch a bus or they catch a train.
Like I said, can you imagine walking that far? You would stink like a goddamn brick shit house. Your clothes would be falling off of you. Your shoes would have been wore out 500 miles back. Okay. But you see these pictures, boy, they're nice. It's like they just jumped out of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
New clothes.
And all of
new
them
everything.
Are fat.
Yeah, fat, yeah. Fat, too.
That is
yeah.
funny, isn't
yeah,
it? When you think about it, yeah, that is funny, isn't it? That's wow.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah, motherfuckers
yeah,
ain't starving. That's for goddamn sure. Yeah, you ain't seen them bone
and
skin.
Yeah,
fuck.
It's just like his movie.
Thanks, Kat. That's good.
It was just like his movie I was watching last night. It's Blackout, 337 Days. Pretty good movie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
About these kids that try to find their father when the EMP blows and everything and all this shit. But
mm-hmm.
this girl was, you know, the main character of it. Man, they go through all kinds of shit. People
well,
trying to shoot them.
What site was it? Netflix? What was it?
YouTube.
YouTube.
But,
Blackout.
Man, this girl's hair was so fucking perfect all the way through that fucking movie. I mean, beautiful fucking hair. But they've been going through all, you know, snow, rain, sleet, muddy fields. Boy, but her hair was so fucking good. I mean, good movie now besides that.
You know
it
what
was
that,
excellent movie.
You know what that is? You know what that is? You know what that is? That is Aquanet for you.
Something.
But yeah,
it was.
It said, "Hey Ron, it's the song. I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more. That song, you know that song. That is
no karaoke tonight.
Yeah, please,
but, well,
dear God. Shoot me if y'all can start singing.
Right, but." It's not just buses. Don't they also use fucking trains as well to get them up through the Darien Gap and through to America and stuff?
They use trains for photo op.
Right, and I mean it's like this is too well funded and too well organized.
Well,
I really believe, like, the Chinese, there are a lot of Chinese people, a lot of Chinese has something to do with it. It's a combination between us and the Chinese. Because you said the Clinton Foundation is down there. So that's part of us, and of course, the Chinese want this to happen as well. So, you know,
if you look in the chat room, there's a link to that movie. It's EMP 337 Days. I think it's something like that. Good movie. Good special effects.
Oh.
But
What is it? EMP 330 days in 2019. It's made in 2019. EMP 333 days.
Was it on Netflix or what?
YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Hour and 23 minutes and 32 seconds.
But that,
that part's true. The EMP part is true. You know, I think they said North Korea detonated an EMP over the United States, and it took out all the power and all that shit. Of course, that actually could happen. It's an EMP, electromagnetic pulse.
Oh, it's only a matter of time until something big happens. We've got to have another 9/11 for America to get their shit together, or, you know.
It's the whole thing that Bongino said about it hadn't gotten bad enough yet. Once it gets bad enough, people will change their actions, but it hasn't gotten bad enough yet. You know how bad is bad?
Fuck,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're right about that whole case about up there in Colorado. What they want to do is they're going to rush this thing. It's going to take place in the next couple of weeks, but what they want to do is they want to get this judgment against Trump, and then they want to slow walk his appeal to where they can say, okay, we're going to kick him off the ballot and allow other states to come in on this thing as well and say, in Michigan, we're going to kick him off the ballot here, and in Arizona and all these other states that he's been questioning.
It's not going to happen. Stop it. You don't know. Just stop it. It's not going to happen.
No.
It's unconstitutional.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, Kat. I'm saying that's the plan. That's their plan. That's these idiots on the left's plan is that they're going to get this judgment in Colorado, slow walk the appeal, and all that shit. That's their plan. I'm saying that's their plan, you know.
Is it a plan, Mike?
Sometimes
plans
go awry, but hey.
Is it a plan?
Best laid plans of mice and men, huh?
Okay, now let's change the subject.
Okay. Go ahead.
Jesus Christ. How many times can you fucking say something?
How many ways you want to say it?
I heard Suzette in the background. That was funny. All right. I don't know what Guinness Book of World Records shows for that. How many times you can repeat something.
Find out.
Have to look that up.
That's your job.
Yeah. The Who was the loudest pop band in 1979 in Guinness Book. Just in case anyone wants to fucking know
that. Sorry.
That was what? What? Kat said that? Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't say it.
Who was the loudest pop rock band in 1979?
No. How many fucking times can you say that?
How many fucking times can you say that?
Yeah. I didn't say that.
How many fucking times? Is that what you're supposed to say? How many fucking times? 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 Without saying, I told you. How many fucking times did I tell you? What the fuck is wrong?
I told you so.
Yeah. How many times did I fucking tell you?
I just hate Dan Bongino and all these people that come out there and say all these sensational things, and they don't have any answers, and they act like they're informing you, you know, like they're these great, you know, they're out there like Paul Revere, you know. The British are coming, and they don't know jack shit, you know.
Why don't people come to me for that information, you know?
I don't know. I wonder about that.
That is kind of amazing, isn't it? Why don't you go to Crazy Nation Radio? They know all the answers. Fuck, they're the smartest people in the world, you know?
Absolutely.
They could have nothing better. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is the biggest podcast on the planet. I mean, fuck. You know, this is bigger than this is bigger than Firefox Online. It's bigger.
Oh,
than
hell yeah!
Well, I'm
with a coward, George Zinser.
Oh my
Don't
god!
Be a Zinser bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you get a degree from Harvard or Yale or Dartmouth doesn't mean you're smart.
Doesn't mean you're intelligent. It just you can be smart without being intelligent.
Well, yeah, that too, but
or the other way around. You can be intelligent and not be
smart.
Mm-hmm. They're not on this show. That's how smart they are.
That's how smart they are. They don't come to here. That's right.
That's right.
This show's only for dumb fuckers to show up at. So all you people are dumb fuckers for being here. You know that, don't you? All right. So don't say I didn't tell you. Okay. At least I was honest about it. I mean, how many mental patients do you know fucking do a podcast? One, me. So there you go. Consider yourself fortunate and lucky.
Maybe not. There are other mental patients that do podcasts.
There is. Well, that's good.
Yes.
I support them. I support them.
You know? I'll tell you what.
I'm going to drop that.
Kate, you got to talk a little bit louder, go over top of mic, just a little bit. You'll be all right. You're getting there. You know,
I'll tell you what. I need a doctor. I do I research these doctors and find out where they went to college and how they did in college and
what
kind of education they have before I entrust my life to them. And I'm certainly not going to get somebody who got a degree from a mail order catalog, you know.
Well, if I had a degree from DeVry, would you hire me to do surgery on you?
I'd hire you for anything.
Would you? Really? Even if I got a degree from DeVry?
As long as you could give me a foot massage.
Or ITT. ITT Technical Institute. Remember that group? Remember that fucking school? ITT Technical Institute?
Didn't they go under?
They're way under. They're way
still
under. They're around for quite a while. They're in the 70s and late early 80s. Yeah, they took a hard hit and deep dump. They're done. They're way done. They used to make it like a real extravagant fucking thing on a home course. You know, it was a home course because the internets weren't really alive yet in the 70s, you know, the computer and shit.
Not then.
So it was a home course. Yeah. At ITT Technical Institute, you can become a fucking rocket scientist smarter than fucking Einstein, sending 16 postbox tops of your Cheerios, Frosted Flakes are fucking Captain Crunch, plus $5.95 and 99 cents shipping and handling to ITT Technical Institute. And if you act right now, within the next 30 days, you'll get your free decoder ring.
Well, you're
Isn't ITT still around?
I don't think so.
I think they went out of
time. Yeah, I
know. Yeah, it's been a while since I saw one.
If they are so existent, they're not the same fucking people that owned it originally. That's for goddamn sure. You know.
I don't think I ever heard of them before my time.
Oh Jesus.
Uh oh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I see one of my neighbors, one of my buddies, is on. You're listening to the show with us, and you know he's listening to the show. You see his number popped up on my board. He didn't put his hand up, so he didn't want to talk. So I'm not going to bring him on anyway because he scares people. Huh?
Who is it?
It's my buddy Greg, the plumber.
I'll be nice.
He's been on here before. He's not really into this.
All right. He can raise his hand and talk, I guess, as long as he doesn't have plumber's butt.
I'm sure he does, especially this time of year. Because it's cold outside, you know, and it's radiant heat and fucking up the ozone from that crack. Yeah. That's so, you know, that should be outlawed, really. Plumber's butt should be outlawed. But, hey, it's a ventilation system for men. You got to vent, you know what I'm saying? You know, like they say, women like to air it out type thing, you know? Well, there you go. That's the male version of that. They teach that in fucking schools. It's real.
That's why women wear thongs, you know, to air it out.
Just a string. A string between your thing, you know. You know, I posted something on Facebook earlier. Something popped up, Great Humor Club, and it said, you know, I bought my wife a you know, a crotchless, you know, lingerie. They thought it would help our sex life. And he said, but it didn't help our sex life, but it helps her hold on to her broom a lot tighter.
Helps her hold on to her what?
Broom.
Oh. Her broom.
Yeah. Helps her hold on to her broom tighter.
Well, did you see the one about the witch down the street who bought herself a 2014 Harley Air Glide? Now all they hear in the neighborhood is broom, broom, broom.
Oh, ain't that crazy? But hey, folks, we got 15 minutes and 21 seconds left in this broadcast. So if you want to keep on with this, we'll go on past whatever into whatever fucking land we're going to. You need to call it 563-999-3726. The number is 563-999-3726. Call in, operators, standing by now. Have your credit cards ready. So if you want to continue on into overtime with the show, if not, you will be cut off and told to go fuck yourself on this broadcast. And thank you for coming. But anyway, besides that, carry on, folks. You know,
kind of... Run away now. Run.
Run, Forrest, run.
Run.
Mm-hmm. You got any fried taters? You got any fried taters? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is
life
big
is like a chocolate.
With mustard.
Yeah, I need biscuit. I need mustard in my biscuit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. They put me out the shed out there. Mm-hmm. And I had a little hole. I laid that in there. That's where I live with Mama. Mama to bring me, come teach me Bible lessons. And, you know, she bring me a biscuit and some mustard. Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah. There ain't no gas in it. That was a good movie, I think. I thought it was a good movie. That was kind of boring, but I like, you know, Billy Bob Thornton. He did a good job on that. Couldn't tell it was even him.
Of Mice and Men, yes. That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was another good movie. Yeah. Yeah, Sling Blade was
a
good
movie. He's a damn good actor.
Yeah, he's from Texas, too. That's where he's from.
In person, that's your air that he's an asshole, but you ever listen to him in an interview?
Yeah.
He also is in a band. He's got a band.
Yeah.
Who?
Billy Bob
Thornton. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay,
but I liked him.
Who killed that guy that died yesterday in the hot tub?
Oh, Matthew Perry?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't think they claim foul play yet.
No.
It's possible.
They released his body, but they're still working on the toxicology report. So, you know, we're going to we'll find out that most likely it was Fauci.
Could be. It could, yeah, I would see that. Yeah, I could see that. Most likely, you know, most likely type thing. Well, folks, you got 12 minutes to call in, so quit fucking around.
Otherwise,
your money right now.
Otherwise, you'll be subject to karaoke.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Two, and it's back. 20. And next year will be COVID-21. Yeah. But you buy Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson, a family-owned company. We also make
tomorrow.
No,
well, I guess it's today.
Shampoo. You what?
What time is it?
It's 11:48 p.m. on your AM dial.
Tomorrow's my husband's birthday.
It is.
Yeah.
Tell him I said congratulations and condolences, okay?
I know.
He's lived another year with you. Poor guy. Fuck me. Sad.
I know.
Yeah, such a loving, caring person. You know, be treated the way he is. Man.
I know.
Yep. And poor T-Bone. That poor guy. Fuck me. Yeah. Poor baby.
He was so cute
busy
this morning.
Beating up on boy the dog when he's down there. You know.
I know. T-Bone was so mean.
Jesus
Christ. It's too late. It's too late to train him.
Yeah, I don't think them dogs drove that yet. Are they, Boyd? Are your dogs still going to psychologist and psychiatrist over that drama?
They've kind of calmed down.
Okay, well, you know, that's cool. Yeah. That's horrible, though.
I'll tell you what's really funny about the whole with you. You know, if it's kind of a full size dog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay, you know, they don't
right.
worry or anything like that. But if it's a small dog, they approach with very much caution.
Ain't that crazy? Well, they say a small dog can hit you twice before a big dog can get you once, so there you go.
Yep. Yeah, they approach small dogs more cautiously than what they used to.
All right, you folks handle this place for just a second. I got to get up real quick for a second. I'll be right back.
Don't go fart.
I think
he has to go outside to fart.
Yeah. So how you been, Kat?
Just grumpy and grouchy and, you know, just staying alive. How about you?
Oh, about the same. I get to go play the same game I did 2 years ago before I came out and visited everybody. I'm going to get grounded for probably 6 or 7 months.
How come? Oh, you've got to go through that chemo again?
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to be doing that again.
Did they find it? Do they know
where it is? Yeah, I think I got to go in for biopsy here. The doc's going to try and get it pulled off for this week for a biopsy.
Where is it? Do you want to tell us where it is?
Looks like it's the same freaking goober that I had last time. At least it's in the same area.
Well, that's good.
Well, what area
is
that? Inquiry minds want to know, what area are we talking about?
It's outside my lung, but it's pushing up along and blocking off part of my lung.
Oh, Jesus. That's not good. Well, damn, boy.
It's the same as I had the last time.
What is it? Cancer?
It's good news.
Well,
because if it's in the same place,
lymphoma.
Then... Yeah. Yeah, if it's in the same place, they can get it back out again. They go back in and take it again.
Well, they didn't go in and take it. They used chemo.
Okay,
you know,
so
I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
so I got
out.
You.
She just said, "Fuck that, take it out. Fuck chemo. Fuck it in the asshole."
Yeah.
Yeah, chemo ain't good for nothing. I hate that shit. Killed my dad. Yeah, quick. So
well, I killed my dad too.
Chemo.
Yep, chemo did it.
Yep, mine too. 95.
Was surgery even given as an option besides chemo, or is it, they just said chemo?
We'll try the easy
first. It's just going to be chemo. We're you know, and the thing about it is where this little sucker is at, kind of like in between my lung and my heart and stuff. If they can get it with chemo without having to go in and cut, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's too much shit in that area to be,
right,
you know, going around fishing, you know?
Right. Well, just whatever's best for you, boy. That's why, you know what I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
You know, whatever's best for you, boy.
Yeah.
You know? I don't like chemotherapy, you know, but if it works,
well,
it ain't like a total fucking bullshit deal.
Well, all I'm hoping for right now is that it'll be pretty much like it was the last time, and it won't be so bad because I went in and started chemo with all my hair and everything, and when I came out of chemo, I had all my hair, you know.
Well, that's
so,
bullshit. That's bullshit. I demand my money back. I thought everybody gets free haircut.
Well,
look, Santa has.
I don't know when I was talking to him the other day, the doctor's. Right hand girl,
right,
you know, and stuff. You know, I said, you know, it's going to be just like it was the last time. It'll be just fine because I went in with all my hair, came out with all my hair, and besides, I'm probably going to do Santa again this year, and at least I'll have as long as I can have all my hair and my beard and everything, that'll be just fine, you know.
Right.
I won't care. And I'll go in there and take a deck of cards and, you know, see about getting the poker game going with everybody else that's in there getting their chemos, and we can use our chemo bags as chips. You know,
well, there you go.
I'll bet you one of my bags against one of your bags that I got a better hand than you. You know,
well, that's all cool. But I'm trying for real money. I'm like, man, you only got a couple months ago. Let's go for it. Let's rock. Come on, motherfucker. I can easily come and go fuck another 10 months. So,
yeah, let's.
Yeah,
I'm gonna call your bluff.
I'm such a heartless bastard, ain't I? Jesus God, I need to be fucking done.
The fun thing about it will be is when we start mixing up everybody's meds, you know.
Oh yeah. Didn't he find the cure part? Ain't that a bitch? Didn't he find a cure?
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, they have found a cure for anal cancer. Everything's some fucking bullshitting about that. It's fucking true. They have got the cure for anal cancer. I kid you not. Okay, and what it is with the drug they have made to do this helps amplify the immune system in your body, and it will eat it up alive. Okay, so the issue of it is to what about other cancers? You know, they're kind of the same thing in a way, ain't they? You know?
No.
Well, I know, but
no.
Kinda. I said kinda. No. I didn't say completely. Well, anyway. Anyway,
no.
That's great, but don't you think there's one step to helping?
You can have different types of cancer when you have cancer. Cancer isn't just one thing. Yeah.
Right.
There's
yeah,
a
I know.
Test.
Right.
Did you, Boyd, did you mention to your doctor about that test I told you about? And Suzette, you might want to know this too. As a woman, it's for men and women, but for human beings, but especially being a woman, you should know about this.
there's a blood test you can take, and it, I think it just came out last year. It can detect the probability of you getting different types of, I think, 50 different types of cancers. And it's called Galleri, G-A-L-L-E-R-I. And your insurance will pay for it. And
Galleri,
I don't think that anybody can get it.
Galleri blood test.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm serious. This is really some major breakthrough stuff. I had it. I get my results. Well, in November, I see my oncologist again for it. But find out what the results are from that.
G-A-L-L-E-R-I, right? Galleri blood test.
G-A-L-L-E-R-I.com, I
yes.
think. Yeah, your wife should get it. Your wife should ask her doctor about it.
Right.
I mean, mammograms and all that good, and pap test and all that, but this test is, I don't know what criteria, you know, has to be in place for someone's insurance to pay for it.
Well, should I get a mammogram also with her?
Men get breast cancer.
Yes, they do.
But
they're not.
Yeah.
They do. They do. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And breast cancer isn't one thing.
Right. There again, it's a variety of things. Right.
And
crazy
you can have
world.
Multiple breast cancers at the same time.
Right. I know a lady that had that. She lost both of her breasts, and I'm surprised we didn't lose her. You know what I mean? It was bad. It was a long, hard fucking road for her, man. But she's alive. I mean, she's living, doing good. It's great, but, man, that was a rough fucking ride. Real rough ride.
I had ovarian cancer in my mid-20s, so I had a hysterectomy, which is fine. No biggie. They just cut it out. But now to have a Galleri test to find out in my current position that I'm in now, I don't want to know.
You don't.
Well, you still ain't able to walk yet? What do you mean permanent? Is that permanent now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Honey.
What did
it'll
I
be
say?
2 years. 2 years. Just come January. So yeah.
Unfucking believable, isn't it? Unfucking believable.
What did they say it was?
I have blood clots in my spinal cord and bone spurs. So they tried to do what they could with blood thinners to try and get those blood clots out through that way. They can't really surgically remove them because of where they're located. So, and the bone spurs prevent them from actually making it easier. If I didn't have those, and you know, they would consider it. But at this point, there's nothing more that they can do. So anyway, we're just, I'm here. I'm breathing. And if I find out something else, then that's just going to make it worse. So.
So they're not giving you any blood thinners or anything?
Yeah, they gave me blood thinners. And they've been doing that for almost close to 2 years now, and nothing's really changed, no progress.
Why is it? I never have any cards around. Right?
So the blood clots are still there?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's in your spine?
Are you able to walk through that?
Yes. Yeah. What's that?
Are you able to walk?
No. I went paralyzed 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, January.
Yeah, I had no idea. Sorry.
Oh,
my goodness. I did.
Well,
you never
thinking,
know
what
it's going to be.
No, you know, car accident, something like that. Some, you know, you can blame somebody as far as they took this away from me. But I just got up one night to go to the restroom. And all of a sudden, my legs got heavy. They got warm, and from my hips down, and my husband, I yelled for him. He caught me. There's a chair. I grabbed onto him, and I was going to the bathroom, getting ready to go to the bathroom. And that was the last time I ever walked. That was it. And, you know, I didn't know what was happening at that time. So,
Suzette?
Yes?
Now, I have a question. You know,
yes.
Did they try to do any surgery on it?
No. No, because of the bone spurs. They're in the way.
Well, You know, here is what I would ask, okay? The bone spur, I know that the bone spurs make it difficult for them to go in to get to those blood clots and get them out, okay? And the reason why they don't want to go in is because they may paralyze you. Well, to me, if it was me, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm already paralyzed. We'll go in there and see if you can't fix it, because if you cut something in there and paralyze, you know, and end up paralyzing me, well, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. True.
You know.
Well, they could be biding time, too, for something to come along. They could straighten out, but I'll have to go that route. I want to look at that, though. I'm kind of curious. I wrote it all down, so I'm going to look at that out of curiosity. The blood clot is pinching against the spine and causing the paralysis in the legs? Is what the problem is?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So it's a nerve being touched. Nerve being touched, pressure against
being
nerve.
Touched.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. right. But I'm just, you know, right, yeah. Of course, multiple, but, you know, just out of curiosity. I'm just going to look it up. If I find something, I'll let you know. I'll call you. Hey, look,
yeah, and, you know, I'm curious as to why they wouldn't want to do the surgery, because if you're already paralyzed, there's damage that they could do, but, you know, that would paralyze you. But since you already are paralyzed, it would seem to me like, you know, we can go in there, we can either have no effect, or we may have some effect. That just, you know, kind of makes me question, you know, go, why wouldn't they want to go make the attempt, you know?
Right. And from that first night until today, there has been some progress that I've made. I can move my toe, well, my foot on one, my left side. I'm right-handed, but my left side seems to be stronger than my right side as far as moving my toes. I really have to concentrate to move my right toes, and they don't move all that much. And that's kind of where I've stayed at. I do exercises, my physical therapy, and these rubber band things that I have to do and strengthen upper body, but to try and get the legs to remember how to work.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's about as far as I've gotten over these last 2 years. And people say, well, that's progress. That's good. Where you were. And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess. But it's still very discouraging because it's been
years.
Well,
I can... That's okay, baby. Hey, I didn't mean to press that hard, you know, and I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'm sorry. I have good days and I have bad days, and some days I just can't talk about it. But you didn't know that, and I should have said something. So it's
yeah.
Okay.
Every day is
okay.
A good day. You're still here, sweetie. You hear me? Every day is still a good day.
Yeah.
You know,
I just think there can be some. This can be fixed. I don't understand it. So I had to, you know, do research to figure out. Some of them kind of weird people, like me, having COPD. Well, I don't have COPD anymore. Okay. And they said that's not curable either. But I don't have a problem with breath. My oxygen level's good. You know, I mean, for about 5 years, it wasn't too fucking hot. Trust me, it was not good. And I was blue dude playing the drums. You know what I mean? That's how blue I used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, if I wore a blue fucking shirt to a blue shirt, I matched everything. You know, so, you know, it wasn't good. But I mean, I can only walk like 3 feet and die. I'd be out of breath. That's how bad it was. You could swear I had massive, massive emphysema, you know, bad. But not no more. You know, I've learned things, different things with the body, what can be done. And, you know, just, I mean, and it, you know, of course, I've always had curiosity of anything mechanical, whether it's living or machine, you know. And I always like to know how things work. just like the court systems. I like to play with things. There's a game. You got to learn how to play it. I mean, life is funny. Life is a funny thing. And this is a magic carpet ride. We're all on it together, you know, because we're all communicating with each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so it makes us like a little family, you know, because we communicate between each other more than usual with other people, you know, at some point in time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a meeting group,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, everybody shows up. And, you know, we need to support each other. That needs to happen. That's just the way it is. I mean, you know, I mean, we've all had hard times in our lives. I mean, it's just a given. We're still going to have more. This ain't over. You know, I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but, you know, fucking life sucks. You know, sometimes it does. But there's also, you got to look at the good parts, too. But here's the good thing,
yeah,
right? You see that you still move your toe, right? That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You still have feeling in your leg, don't you? Touching your legs, you got feeling, right? You just can't mechanically move.
Well,
so it's just
I
a mechanical
have a
problem.
Bit of feeling. You can stick a needle in my leg, or when I stick, I won't feel it. But
really, well, but you do have some. You know what I mean?
Some,
yeah. You got to think of the others that don't have none of that.
That's
you
true.
Know? So, you know, that kind of sucks too. I feel for them.
Yeah.
I had an uncle that was crippled. You know, I had friends at school that was crippled. It's fucking. I'm damn near crippled. You know, this hip of mine's so fucked up. I'm in pain constantly anymore. It's constant. Never the lower back, the hip, the fucking knee. You know, when I get up in the morning, it's like a fucking. It takes a half a day's work effort to get out of bed now. You know, I might sound like I'm all fucking good to go and shit. I am. I breathe. I look good. I mean, but my fucking joints mechanically, I'm fucked. Something like that could happen to me, you know. And I'm expecting it. I'm expecting something fucking happen. Why not? Everything else has fucked me, you know, my body wise.
Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on.
Yeah, fuck.
As far as the legs, you know, but moving and stuff. And
right.
It's like, okay, I'm making progress. It gets me excited. And the other foot is now moving better than it was before. And so
right.
I can't just stand up. I can't even stand up on my own 2 feet.
Well, that's the frustration. That's giving me frustration, sweetie, I bet. You know, I'm But the thing is, if anything does more than it did before, it's always an improvement, you know. But I'm for the situation,
you know,
I just can't. I'm having my false belief in the doctors. You follow me on that one? I'm really not believing these doctors. Something don't sound right to me, you know.
But you know what,
Suzanne?
What? I hate to interrupt you, Ron, but you'll just go on and on.
Oh my God! Here we go.
Well,
man, I'm always thinking it's abuse.
Now, Suzette, I did not know that you had a touch of movement and or feelings in your legs. So now I can somewhat understand the doctors not wanting to do any surgery because you've got something.
Have you still got your tits, Suzanne?
I still have my what?
You still have your tits?
Yes.
That's something. I think between all of us on this show, we don't even make one whole
human.
That's
always something I feel good about. If I still have my tits, too. Shit, if I lost my tits, I'd lose my mind. Well, that's the next
question.
Well, I mean, well. No, but getting
hang on,
Mikey.
Don't cut in.
Like you're in, it's your attitude. Like every day you can't be brave. Every once in a while you've got to break down because it's too much to bear. But it really, just everything you go through, if your state of mind, if you don't determine that your state of mind is good and, you know, you're going to deteriorate real fast. So it's just real important to try to find something to hold on to make yourself feel good, even though your body is betraying you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's my husband. I can't put any more burden on him, so I do what I can and keep my attitude up because he's got a lot on his shoulders already. So
that's what
yeah,
you
Rob's
guys
good,
are about.
Rob's a good man, though. Rob is a very good man, I believe. So, you know, I mean, he loves you, you know, or he wouldn't do what he does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's, you know, unconditional love. And it's good. You don't see it much anymore. Most motherfuckers would have bailed out on you.
I was telling my husband that today, you know, that there's things I've gone through. And actually, I had to go get a MRI today. And it just was I don't even want to go into details. But anyway, I was just, without my husband, I just don't, there's things days I couldn't go through some things. But I am a Christian, and I do believe all our lives have meaning, and we don't know what they are, you know, our purpose of our life. But I do believe that God created man and woman for us to be helpmates to each other. So I know what you mean when you don't want to put a burden on your husband, but let me tell you,
right.
It is a blessing in this world to be a caregiver for another person. You can ask Boyd that, you know, who lost his wife. To be a caregiver and to take care of somebody is a blessing. I don't know if you all embrace that belief or not, but I do. When you're able to help somebody get through a really bad part of their life, it's just, I think that's what we're put on earth to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I'm supposed to take care of him, though.
You are.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of like with me, you know, I've been holding up and doing pretty good since I lost Deb. But, you know, it's getting a little difficult right now, you know, at times for me.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
So I can feel for you there, Suzette and Kat. You know, it's you never know when it's going to come and how it's going to play out.
And Deb was kind of sudden. Yeah. We were hearing her in the background there when you were on the radio. On Ron's show, mm-hmm. And the next thing we hear, she's gone. We're like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You know, it kind of got me by surprise, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not that.
So.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring the show down.
No, you're fine, sweetie. Don't even trip on that, you know. Whatever you want on this show, Suzette, and you know that, hon. Give a fuck. Don't worry about that. Nobody. Just do your thing, yeah?
That's
be yourself. Yeah, we can do. You want to do karaoke? Yeah. We can do it. I have no problem with that.
No.
I need something to drink, though, before I start screaming in the microphone. You know? Pick a song. We'll do it. We'll shut Mike up. We'll make Mike sing along with us.
Okay, it's like you guys are saying.
You know, we don't need to go. We don't need to go that radical, Ron.
What's that?
It's only teasing, Boyd.
I was thinking of singing "Mental Health" by Quiet Riot. You know, it's a good song. You know,
but
that's a funny
old Chicago song. You know,
Ron.
Yeah, Disturbed. There you go.
Disturbed. Yep.
Yeah. Do some Nickelback,
yeah.
Puddle of Mud, do that, you know. She fucking hates me. Yeah. I try so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I was in today. I had an appointment with the guy who's going to do my biopsy today,
mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking about the last set of biopsies that I went through, and I looked at him and said, I only have one request of you. When you go in there and get the biopsy, please make sure you get enough material this time that I don't have to do this again. And then, because we did the biopsy, the first, and he called me with good news that it, you know, wasn't malignant or whatever, hadn't metastasized or whatever. But the bad thing was that he didn't get enough material out that the pathologist could determine, you know, exactly what type of lymphoma I had. So they had to go in and do it a second time. And I said the second time was a real pain in the ass, because when I woke up, the only part of my body that didn't hurt was the site where they did the surgery at.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of my body was really sore, and I was laughing because I do remember waking up on the table at one, you know, during the second biopsy.
Oh,
and because I remember telling them that I just wanted to catch my breath and I'll lay back down for you. Not a problem. Just let me catch my breath. So when I woke up, from the tip of my little toe to the top of my brain, to the top of my head, was sore, and it was all muscle sore, you know. And I looked at the doc and I said, "Doc, what did you guys do? Beat the hell out of me while I was in there and defenseless?" And you know, he looked at me kind of with a confused look, and he says, "No, not really. It was more the other way around."
Oh,
you know. So I'm telling the guy who, you know, is going to do my biopsy, and he was the guy who did it the first time that didn't get enough material. And I told him, use a bigger needle. But I went on to say that, ever since that time, you know, I had to go back in for another, you know, day surgery to have my port and stuff put in. And I told him, I looked around the room when I got in there, and I saw three of the biggest fucking Samoans I've ever seen in the operating room.
Whoa.
And I told him, I looked around at the anesthesiologist, and I said, "Don't let me wake up, because these guys had hurt the hell out of me, you know, if I started fighting, you know." Says, I surrender. I couldn't take these guys on, not three of them, maybe one of them, not three of them, you know. So, you know, I'm telling this guy, this afternoon, you know, about it, and he started laughing and stuff like that. He said probably what they gave me was one of those shots that just totally immobilizes you. And he says, "Yeah, you'll hurt after that, you know, for a long time." And I said, "Well, you know, more like, you know, I don't want to wake up to the point where that's what they're going to have to do to me." You know?
Definitely. Wow.
So, and then
I would want to wake up and handle the surgery
this
anyway.
Time, and I said, "This time use a bigger needle so you can get enough material so I don't have to go through this twice." And I was laughing and joking with him, you know, because really when when it all gets down to it, you know, you got to find the humor in what else is going on. Otherwise, you're just going to drive yourself insane. And you know, so
we have a good old time with me over here. Let me tell you, I forget, and Rob will forget that my legs aren't working, you know, and so I told him, come sit between my legs here and I'll give you a massage. And so I was on the bed and he comes scoot up behind me or in front of me and I fell over because I had no balance at that time. And just started laughing because he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And I go, that's okay. I don't feel anything. So I just started laughing. Be careful with that. And I just went right straight back on the bed. Yeah. Just little stuff like that. Yeah.
You know, yeah, you gotta kind of find the humor in it and stuff like that, and you know, just get on with it. I mean, just like I threatened the last time I was in chemo.
Mm-hmm.
How about bringing in cards and a card table and starting a poker game where we could, you know, sit there and use our bags of medicine for poker chips and stuff like that. But, you know, that wasn't never going to happen because one of the first things they give you, or at least one of the first things they gave me, was a dose of Benadryl, you know, to counteract some of the shit that they're going to put in. And so as soon as they give me the Benadryl, you know, probably you know, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes or so later, you know, I'm sitting there snoring, you know. So, you know, the poker game wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. Well, we keep
laughing about it.
Well, like Kat said, you know, we're going to have days that sucked, you know. And you got to let it out. And then other days are good days. Like I have a friend of mine who had hip surgery and sciatica or something like that. And so anyway, before he went in, I said, well, I said, make sure you come out of it. I said, because we're still going to run that 10K together.
Yeah.
My husband started laughing because he just pictured in his head this hobbling, you know, older friend of ours and me, you know, crawling, pushing away.
Yeah.
What is Brother Rob doing at this moment of the night?
He is grocery shopping for the week. He didn't get to
He's grocery shopping.
He had other chores. Yep.
Okay.
So.
You know, here's what you need to do with Rob is threaten him with running a marathon. Says, you know, you're taking care of me, which is fine, but if you don't do this and do that, I'm gonna sit down there and tell you I'm gonna run a marathon, which means you're gonna have to push me all the way. You know, just threaten him with running a marathon and that he's gonna have to push you, you know.
Well, he does all right already. We had a lot of things to catch up on this weekend, so he didn't get a chance to go. So he went.
Yeah.
Should be home soon. But, yep.
Yeah. Anyway. We'll sit there and say, "Well, come on, Rob. We're going to go outside and we're going to start practicing and training for the marathon."
Yep.
You've been on Ron's show, and you're deciding, you know, autumn is a nice time to go to the Ozark, watch the trees change color, so I need you to push me up and down them fucking mountains in Missouri. You know, so it changes mine.
I need you to push me to Missouri.
Missouri, there you go.
you can go down to the Sierra Nevadas and do that. Push them
well,
up and down
hard,
the Sierra
Nevadas.
It's
pretty hard to push a wheelchair in sand, though, Mike. Really, that doesn't
sound
worse.
Yeah,
really,
but you know, here's the other thing you could do, Suzanne, and I've done it up
Suzanne.
Here.
Suzanne, Who the hell's Suzanne?
Suzette.
Oh.
Shut up. Here's the other thing you can do is say, I want to see the fall colors, and we're going to start off in Maine, and we'll end up in the Ozarks.
Yeah, and you then just to Alaska.
Say you're going to follow the fall season going south.
Yeah, we're going to hunt sea lions in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Hunt sea lions.
How am I going to get there to Maine first?
Well,
he's going to have to push you.
Rob's pushing you. Yeah. Yeah.
Take a train.
And you got a one back. Horse operating system, and Rob's the horse. The one horse.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. One purse.
Or you could tell him, listen, you're going to get me one of them electric scooter go-karts.
Yeah.
Or you're going to push me to Maine.
Yeah.
Aww.
Or run me through the marathon.
Got to give the man a break. Come on.
Nah, let's run until he drops. Let's run until he drops and tell him
nah,
all.
You don't need to give him no stinking break. You know, keep the
he runs
keep
the marathon
pressure
every
on.
Day. He goes to work full time, comes home, and takes care of me full time. Every day.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
Well, he, you know, couldn't help a lovelier woman. So what can you say, you know?
No.
Yeah, look at that way. You know, I'm worth taking care of, motherfucker. You know, that's what I tell him. But, yeah,
well,
make sure you use that motherfucker.
You know, here's the other thing, okay? Rob took a vow, and he's planning on keeping his vow.
There you go.
And he's doing it.
Yeah.
You know? I
we
mean, Debbie and I used to look at each other and laugh pretty good because all of our friends that we know have been married, you know, at least been married and divorced at least once, okay? And Deb and I kept looking at each other, you know, every once in a while and says, what the fuck are we doing wrong?
Well, it's like, who's that comedian? Fucking Jeff Dunham says when he's had that guy, Walter, the dummy Walter. Walter goes, when I got married, I said, till death do us part. I didn't understand back then that it was a goal.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's pretty much where we are at. I mean, when we used to go places, we would always hear if I walked in before he did or if I went in because he was working or vice versa, they'd always say, where's Rob? Where's Suzette? Because we were just a couple. You know, one without, you
yeah.
know, the other. I mean, we had our things to do, too, but separately. But that's usually, you know, what people expected as far as both of us being there because he's my best friend.
You know, I understand now why my mom wanted to see him, to see the body, even though, to see my dad's body before, after he died, even though, he had COVID and they